What if I told you that your business success is directly tied to your faith? So basically, without Baraka, you're just hustling without true rewards. Welcome back to Unveiled. Real women, real talk. Where faith meets fire and business is bossed up. Today's episode, we're talking about how to build a purpose-driven business. Are you ready? We're going to talk about three key pillars during this session, and I hope that you follow along. Remember, don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube, follow us on Apple, as well as on Spotify, and share this with others. Let's get started. So we're going to be breaking down again these three key pillars of faith, fire, and bossed up. And by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what it means to build a faith-driven purpose business. And some people ask this question, you know, does your faith really tie into your business? And I tell them every single time, absolutely. And of course, without passion, there's kind of like nothing, right? And so when we start talking about the word passion also, I think that sometimes people think that passion means that it feels good. Passion really means to sacrifice. And so when you say that I'm passionate about something, it means that you literally are sacrificing something for that specific thing. So yes, you definitely have to have passion when it comes to business. So let's start off with a verse from the Quran. Allah says in the Quran, whoever fears Allah, he will make for him a way out and provide from him where he does not expect. That is true barakah. So when you think about blessings, blessings are beyond the spreadsheets. So yes, true barakah, meaning that Allah, he can pull it from wherever he wants to. And this is where you really have to hunker down and think about the barakah in your business. So faith is always your foundation. Why? Because your business is a trust. Your business is a trust. So when you start thinking about how your business is established or the idea and or concept that you came with your business, it is something that was given to you deep, deep inside. And Allah is trusting that you are going to take that business and give it to the world. And this is where your gift comes in. And when you start thinking about giving your gift to the world, it is a trust. So to not hunker down on the business or to not build the business is really not focusing on the trust that Allah has actually given you. So when you start thinking about every single decision that you make for your business, it's about trusting. It is a trust, again, that Allah has given to you. Barakah and burnout. So when you're chasing success without remembering Allah, it leads to burnout. It leads to emptiness. So we hear people saying this all the time, like, oh, I'm so burnt out. I'm so tired. Because you're not thinking about the barakas. You're maybe not thinking about the remembrance. You're maybe not spending enough time to really reflect and be centered in the gratitude. And so, you know, sometimes it can be that you're building your business and you may go weeks without having a client. You may go weeks without having a sale. But if you really are focusing on the gift that you have to give to the world, the gift is enough to keep the blessings flowing. And from there, gratitude is established. So root yourself in your strength of your faith. And when you do that, making salah on time, making sure that your income is halal, and making sure that every dealing that you do is honest, success begins to taste sweeter. All right, so something else we're going to talk about, practical steps to infuse faith. How do you start your workday off every single day? How do you do it right now? So let's think about a practical way of, hey, I'm going to start my workday off today with a dua, right? A dua and an intention. So when we start thinking about Allah says that the man and or the woman will get what he or she intends. Do you wake up with an intention when it comes to your business? Thinking about, man, I'm intending to do this specific thing. So if you say, I intend to work on getting 10 clients today. I intend on making $10,000 in 10 days. I intend on making sure that my ICA understands the value of what I'm bringing. So make sure that you're making dua and that you're intending to do a thing when it comes to your business. So also think about make prayer, like making prayer breaks non-negotiable, right? So, you know, sometimes we work with other people who maybe are not Muslim. But thinking about when you're scheduling those Zoom calls, right? Or when you're scheduling those meetings with people who may not understand when you need to make prayer, make it a non-negotiable. Why should we do this? Because when you focus on taking that short break, Allah knows that you are focused on making sure that you're putting Him first. And when you put Allah first, everything else begins to rise and rise and rise, because it's also a sense of gratitude that you're making come to the forefront. So thinking about making those prayer breaks non-negotiable. All right. Now, the last thing I want you to do is to ask yourself, would Allah be pleased with the decision that you're making before signing a contract or making a deal? And this is something that sometimes we just kind of like take for granted. Some people do use the method of making istikhara before you actually do a deal or before you sign a contract. And that's super, super important. But when you're making istikhara when it comes to your business, remember to approach it with an open mind. Don't approach it with a made up mind, because you definitely will not get your answer. But when you approach it with an open mind, then you're able to rest when you do that deal and you've gotten the answer that Allah wants you to have, all right? So next, we're going to talk about faith sets the tone, and let's be real. Dua without action is just wishful thinking, right? So this is where fire comes in. So again, dua without action, it's just like nothing, right? And so some of you all may have heard the saying, faith without works is dead. It is absolutely true. So it's not that we just have faith, we also begin to act upon it. And I have a little thing that I call the doings three-step method, which is decide, plan, and act. And when you do a thing, the results of what you do will always show up in the end. All right, so now we're going to the fire portion of this talk, which is all about the passion and drive. Do you have the passion and drive for your business? So I'm going to open up again with another question for you. How many times have you started something with excitement and quit because the fire burned out? You started something with passion, but then what happened? The fire burned out. And oftentimes the fire burns out from things and people, like people extinguishing your fire because they don't see the bigger vision, because sometimes it is that you understand that bigger vision because Allah has placed it inside of you. And some people, they just think small. They think of how your vision is all about what they think, and they can only think and expand past their own thinking, right? So let's not let that fire go out when it comes to making sure that you are focusing on the passion and drive portion of your business. All right, let's talk about why passion matters. Passion matters because it keeps you going, right? It keeps you going when things get tough. If you don't have passion, then as soon as it gets tough, what happens? People quit, right? And the quitting is not where the work is. The quitting is just a cop-out, right? So when things are hard, especially like when I'm running, I always say this thing to myself when I'm running. When it gets hard, right? Hard is where the growth is, and I am okay with growth. Hard is where the growth is, and I'm okay with growth. Hard is where the growth is, and I'm okay with growth. The reason that I say that is because when you're running and you're doing 6, 10, 12, 15 miles, it gets hard. And the only time that you're actually going to get that growth is when you move past that hard period. So thinking about the passion, keeping it going, passion turns obstacles into opportunities. And we know that every opportunity is available to you. So I also like to tell sometimes, talk to people and my clients, and I tell them, whenever you have a situation, always think of it as an opportunity, whether it's good or bad. Why? Because every opportunity has a lesson in it. And you have to be the one to learn the lesson. That's why it's coming specifically to you. So if you want to grow and you want to move and you want to use that passion and that drive, use the opportunities that are available to you. All right. So passion, purpose, and unstoppable energy. What happens now? Well, fire should come from your why. Why am I doing this specific thing? And oftentimes people forget what their why is. They think that their why is only sometimes about money. And oftentimes the why is what keeps you going past the money, especially when the money doesn't come, right? So why did you start the business in the first place is a question that you should be asking yourself regularly. And you should be getting an affirmation of that question every single time you meet with a client, every single time you use your gift. That why should be affirming you. And who specifically are you serving? If you don't know who you're serving, how do you have a business, right? Some people say things like, I serve everybody. Absolutely, you do not. There's a specific niche of people that you serve, and you need to know who that niche of people are so that you can make sure that you are leaning in to what your ICA, your ideal client, or your ideal client avatar really wants and needs, okay? So practical steps to reignite your fire when it goes out. Number one, revisit your vision board monthly. So at the beginning of the year, I love to do a vision board with my girlfriends. We have literally been doing this for the last 6 to 7 years. Every year, every time in January, what we do is we get together, create our vision board. And for me personally, I have begun to put it on canvas. Why? Because I can hang it up. So every time I see the vision, the more things that I see, the more those things come into fruition. Because if you can see it, you can get it, right? And so also one of the things that I do with the Lady Khadijah Institute is in the beginning, we do vision board, not the whole vision board, but we do vision board little worksheets, right? And so what that helps people to do is to really take their vision board and think about it before you actually do it. Because it's one thing to sit down, cut out a whole bunch of pictures and words and put it on a board. But it's another thing to actually plan the vision and then go seek those pictures and things like that. And so thinking about being more strategic when you think about the vision board. But every time at the end of the month, when you start looking at that P&L, look at that vision board and ask yourself, did I accomplish anything on this vision board? And did anything come into fruition for me this month? And if not, that's where the drive comes. You got to keep pushing, keep pushing. All right. And so also another thing that you have to do is surround yourself with a community that supports you, that supports your mission, your vision, and that plugs into where you want to be. Because without a community, it can be very, very lonely in the entrepreneurial space. And so thinking about, man, if I have a community that anytime I'm having a challenge with whatever I'm thinking in terms of business, I don't have to over explain myself to people who are not business people. And sometimes people who are not entrepreneurs, they just don't get it. And the first thing that they'll tell you to do is, why are you doing that anyway? Just go get a real job, right? And what they forget is that, again, you have a purpose and a passion and your business is a trust. And sometimes they just don't see it that way. And this is why you need a community of people who do see it that way. And they can support you when the times get tough. And the last thing that you want to do when it comes to the practical steps to keeping your fire ignited for your business is keep Learning. You can never know enough about your business. Times are changing. And with all of the new technology and things that are happening, especially with AI, it's so much more to learn about your business. And now you can see how your business can progress into the future. And usually it's not in a way that you would have done it previously and or before. So keep learning. Always something more to learn. All right. So now I want to share a moment with you about how I almost quit, right? And why I kept going. So it was basically last year in the 2024, right? I started my life and business coaching, and I was like, oh man, this is going to be so great because this is what I've been doing all along, you know, really doing the business and business coaching and, you know, just basically like giving people advice, really going into this whole thing of, hey, I can help you with your business, or I can help you with your plan or whatever you're thinking. I can help you do that. Well, after a couple of months, I started to ask myself, man, I spent a lot of money doing this and I'm really not getting a return on my investment, meaning that there weren't a lot of people, a lot of clients coming to me. And I kept asking myself, am I really okay with this? Are Muslim women really ready to take this to the next level? And I had to tell myself and remind myself, keep going. Because they're not ready now doesn't mean that they won't be ready later. And so anything that you have when it comes to your business, you, again, are there because no one else can do it the way that you can. And one of the things also that we like to say within some of the communities that I'm in with some of the other businesswomen is you are your own secret sauce. Everybody can make a cake, but guess what? You are the icing on that cake, and every icing is a little bit different. And so when you think about the hard times and, man, should I quit? Absolutely not. Why? Again, your business is a trust. Without you, who can serve that specific niche of people? No one. So keep going. All right. All right. Now let's transition into the final portion of this, which is boss moves. Now, some of you all may not even know what boss moves are because you sometimes may not be thinking like a CEO. So let's go into here's the truth, right? You can pray all day long. You can have passion for days, but without strategy and bold decisions, you're running a hobby and not a business. I love this. I love this saying. Why? Because people often are like, oh my God, I got my LLC and I'm doing such and such and such. And really, it is a hobby. Because what do businesses do? Businesses, number one, employ other people. Businesses make money and they contribute to the community. And another thing that businesses do, they offer a product and or a service. So if you're only doing one of the three things or two of the three things, are you really having a business? So let's think about how can we build these businesses? Number one, purpose-driven, but then how can we exude it out to where we can employ other people? And some of you may have attended the barter and partnership workshop that I did last year, but it's so many opportunities now that you can actually collaborate with other people to barter and partner with them so that you can employ other people. And when you employ other people in those key positions that you must absolutely know that are in your business, then you're able to expand. And expansion is where the growth happens. And this is also where you as an entrepreneur can get past that 6%. 6% of entrepreneurs make only $100,000. And do you want to be that part of the 6%? And you should be saying to yourself, absolutely. And when people say, well, you know, really, this business, I really am not interested in the money. Really? You're not interested in the money, but you're selling something? That makes absolutely no sense. And it's okay if you want to sometimes give things away for free, but to continue to give things away for free and you're a business, what you're going to find is that you over time will build resentment. You don't realize it, but it's when you get snappy or when people ask you questions or, you know, when you realize that you haven't taken a vacation in 20 years because you've been doing a hobby because you haven't done the necessary steps to build a business. All right. So we want to make sure that we are doing bossed up moves. And what does bossed up move? Bossed up moves are thinking about what is ownership. You're not just a business owner, you're the CEO. I love this part because when I start talking about CEO, I generally ask women, what are the CEO qualities that a business owner should have? And a lot of women begin to do this. What are some qualities that you have? Because you're the CEO. And sometimes they belittle themselves and don't even think of themselves as the CEO. But some of the best CEOs know what the qualities are because they themselves embody that. So think about what you have as the CEO and the qualities that you have. And what does it mean to be a CEO? Number one, it means that you are following processes. It means that you have rules. It means that you are setting boundaries for yourself, for your business, and that you're not letting those boundaries get crossed. Why? It means that you have values, and those values also, you're not letting people step over the line when it comes to you and your values. You're keeping to your values in order to make good decisions within your business. So when you start also thinking about your business as a CEO, let me just tell you one thing we have to stop doing. Stop apologizing for your pricing. One of the things inside of the community is that people are like, can you give me a discount? Really? Do you ask other people? Do you go to Target and ask for a discount? Do you go to Walmart and ask for a discount? Do you go to the restaurant and ask for a discount? Most people do not. You will pay what they already have. So as you're building a business and you create a price, make sure that the price is equivalent to the value. And women, we have a hard time doing this because what we'll do is we'll put a price out there. And really the price is because we feel guilty about setting a price. We feel guilty about setting a price. Stop doing that. Everyone else does it, and we should have the power to do it ourselves. Now, one thing I do know about women in businesses is that we also give in charity. Studies show that women give 60% more in charity than men, and that is okay as well. But we shouldn't give up everything when it comes to your business in charity, because why are you having a business again? Because a business does what? It makes money, but it can't make money if you are just using the low boat in terms of when it comes to putting your prices out there for whatever you're selling, right? And so also knowing that how you price that product, again, it should be according to your value. And oftentimes when people, create prices that are low, it has a lot to do with their own personal self-worth. So if you want to be able to create a higher value, again, this goes back to the learning. Learn more about yourself and learn about how important you are as an individual and why you as the CEO are top notch. All right. All right. So the next thing we're going to go into now is practical boss moves checklist. Are you ready for this? Oh, before we do that, I'm sorry. One more thing about boss moves is a business always takes risks. Risk is a part of the business. If you're not willing to take risks, what are you doing, right? Which means that sometimes you have to put that price out there to see if it works. Put that product out there to see if it's going to sell. Put that concept out there to see if people are going to bite on it. Taking risk is actually a part of the business. And it also is a part of you being that CEO. Okay, now back to our practical boss moves checklist. Number one, do you schedule your CEO time every week? Why not? So one of the things that I like to teach women is you have to have a weekly CEO day for yourself. And for some of the people that I work with, it's on Monday. We do a CEO day on Monday. Why? Because you need to have all of your goals laid out. You need to see what the plan is going to be for the week, not just haphazardly. If I make a sale, then I'm working on my business. No, let's do this with strategy so that you can reach the goals that you want, so that you can make over that 100K. All right. The next thing you need to think about is, are you building your systems? This is super important because one thing that happens when people build a business is they'll do this. oh my gosh, I have this recipe. My grandma's cookies are so good. And then you start making the cookies and you start having people taste it. And people are like, oh my God. The first thing that people say when something is good is what? Are you going to sell it? And then like, yeah, you know, I'm going to sell it and I'm going to have a business. Then people start selling the cookies. Okay. And you're making money. And now what's the process? How can you scale that process without processes? So you got to understand that building a business requires process. And that begins with, hey, every week on Mondays, the process for my business is that I am going to put the dough together for all of the cookies that I'm going to make for the rest of the week. And how do I do that? We use a recipe. And this recipe yields this many cookies. And if I need to make this many cookies by the end of the week, I need to follow this recipe, do it on this specific day, wrap them this specific way, write out the process on how the cookies needed to be wrapped, what needs to go on the labels, and how they get shipped out if you're using, if you are selling cookies online. And all of that has to be written down specifically so that you can do it over and over and over again. And then when you do it over and over and over again, and it's consistent and it doesn't have any glitches in it, it means that you have something, a business system that is flawless. And when you have a flawless business system, you can definitely make more money. And what is the largest business system in the world? Do you know? McDonald's. The food is not that great, but consistently, you can go to McDonald's anywhere in the world, and the way the process in which you order food, get the food, and leave out is 100% consistent. And so their business system is one of the largest business systems in the world, and they make $47 million a day. Try that on for size. So get your business in order with your own business systems. And the last CEO and boss moves checklist that I want to talk to you about is learn to say no without guilt. This is a big problem also with women, is that we don't know how to say no. And no is a complete sentence. Saying no when you have a client and they want to add more things onto the list that you already signed the contract for, say no. And how can you say no? By saying, hey, I would love to do that for you, but that costs this much money. And don't feel guilty about it, because there's other people that they will pay to do the exact same thing. So don't shoot yourself in the foot because you're telling people no. When someone wants to come up with an idea and it's really not in alignment with your values, it's okay to say, no, I don't want to do that, because that doesn't align with my personal values. I don't really want to trick people into doing this specific thing. I want them to feel comfortable doing it. And when you tell people no, they will stand by what you say. But if you say no, no, and then yes, and then no, no, what's the one thing that they're going to remember? The one time you said yes and you compromised your values. So don't do that. So say no without guilt. All right. So remember, when you move like a boss, you create space for others to see what's possible. Again, when you move like a boss, you create space for others to see what's possible. And so let me give you the final, we're about to go ahead and close out this. Let me give you three quick action steps that you need to take as a person. Faith, fire, and boss step. Number one, write down your business intention tonight. So when you get ready to go to bed, write down your business intention for tomorrow morning. Why? Because when you are prepared, generally, again, what you intend, you will get. Identify one area where you need to bring more passion in this week. When you start thinking about, hey, what passion do I need? A lot of people are like, oh, I need to get passionate with sales or marketing. And remembering that some of the things that you have to do within your business, if you can't do it, find someone else who does have the passion to do it for you. And again, that's where you can barter and or collaborate and or partner with someone to do that, right? And the last thing is schedule one boss move on your calendar for the next 7 days. Okay? The three action steps again. Write down your intention, your niya, the night before. So tonight, go ahead and write your niya for your business for tomorrow. Identify one area where you need to bring more passion in this week. And the final thing is schedule one boss move on your calendar for the next 7 days. All right. So thank you so much for joining us. If this episode spoke to you, don't forget that you need to subscribe to us on YouTube. And don't forget to also follow us on Apple and Spotify. And then share this with someone else. So as we have the screenshots for this, you know, share it with your friends. Tag us, Lady Khadijah Institute. And if you're ready to go deeper, join the membership at LadyKhadijahInstitute.com. I hope that you all join me next time. Next time, we're going to talk about a few of those inner saboteurs, because, of course, those inner saboteurs is what sabotages your business. So how can you get to the next level? Thank you for joining me. Unveiled.